Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yesterday, he got introduced to the ATL, true to Atlanta. He is our new head Hawks basketball coach. Mike and I have not had a chance to personally meet him. We will get that opportunity as we spend a lot of time with the Hawks down at the arena during the season, obviously, as we get ready for next season, and they're doing plenty of construction at Phillips, so we're kind of moving into a new arena. But we get a few minutes to spend with Lloyd Pierce. And, Coach, it's good to have you on. It's kind of funny because I was telling my daughter last night about the Hawks' new head coach, and I was telling that story about you and your mother getting a chance to go see Anita Baker. And she's like, Dad, who's that? So now I'm playing Anita Baker songs around the house, thanks to you.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm playing Anita Baker songs around the house, too, because that was an unbelievable experience. He is an amazing spirit. A beautiful voice. She didn't even get to sing half her songs. The entire crowd sang most of them for her. She just sat up on stage a little disappointed because that's how loved she is. And we were excited. We had a great time that night. And it was a wonderful introduction into the city of Atlanta.
It is Lloyd Pierce with us, guys, new Atlanta Hawks coach. John and Rick got a chance to interview. Now it's time for the good cop. We're the bad cops, coach.
There
all right, let's get
to Mike. What's happening, fellas?
Let's get to it. Hey, man.
Wait a minute. He knows our names. Is something going on down there?
I don't know what Coonan told him.
This is my early scouting. I had to get on top of what's going on here.
All right. I feel you.
All right, let's just say I know we can't mention specific players, obviously, because they're still coming out of the college ranks, but what do you want? I mean, what is a Lloyd Pierce team going to look like? What do you want to get in this draft?
Well, everybody's trying to find that home run. And, you know, the tough part about the draft is it sounds great when they're at the top. It looks great when they're at the top. But as you're looking and you're seeing this year, you see a couple guys and Donovan Mitchell and Jason Tatum who fall through the cracks and they're having unbelievable rookie year. So I think we're just trying to find the right guy, a competitive, ultra-talented, high-level IQ, a great character to represent the city of Atlanta and our Hawks organization. You know, you want to find someone that's going to come here and be a part of this program for a long time.
Coach, take us behind the scenes. What'd you say to Travis Schlenk, or did you? I mean, was this a situation where Travis knew you and you guys were comfortable? We talk about it on the show. You know, I said this is no different than any other job. It's about relationships. Certainly, you're capable, or you wouldn't have been given the opportunity. But how much conversation really went on, or was this a situation where he made the call and now you just had to sell yourself to our owner, Tony Ressler?
Well, I asked Travis one thing, and I said, how much job security do you have and how much job security do you want? And if you enjoy job security, then I'm the guy you should hire because I'm going to make you look better.
Mm.
It was really that simple. You know, no, I'm just teasing. I'm not that cocky.
I was going to say.
I like this guy.
No, I like this story. You know, stick with that story, coach. We like it.
We like this coach. No, man. But, you know, I mean, the relationship certainly played. But how much conversation really went on? Was there a lot or very little?
There was a lot. And Travis and I go back to our days in Golden State, and it was just one season, but enough for, obviously, me to make an impression on him. And as he got his opportunity last year, I was thought of high enough for him to come back when this opportunity presented itself and be considered one of the candidates that he interviewed. And, you know, relationships are everything. You want to have a sense of trust, a sense of loyalty. You want to know the body of work and the guys that you're hiring. I'm going through that now as I'm trying to build a staff and trying to find the right people to help represent my messaging, my DNA, my work ethic, and help build this Hawks organization. So I understand. I understood what he had to go through. And at the end of the day, who are you most comfortable with and why?
Right. Lloyd Pierce is with us, guys, putting his staff together to be the next step for the coaching staff for the Hawks as he joins us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. We thought, Coach, one of the selling points would be you're part of the Sixers turnaround. And one thing we hear is, because the season is as tight as it is, you don't get a lot of time to coach these guys. I mean, you get them as a raw, unfinished product out of college, but, I mean, how difficult or how much of a feather in your cap was it what you had there in Philadelphia, what you had to do?
Well, I think there's a little misconception there. It's you get a lot of time to coach them. You just have to be clever in what coaching is. And coaching sometimes is on the court. A lot of times it's via video. A lot of coaching occurs over dinner and lunch, and that's where the relationship starts. That's where the communication enhances. And when you get on the court, you can get direct to the point. You do have limited time because there's four games a week, and as the summer goes by pretty quick and you're trying to put in a system in September and October, next thing you know, the season's upon us, and we've got four games every week, and we're trying to win and play at a high level. So you just have to find ways to be creative. You have to be clever in how you coach and message, and you have to be very direct. You can't waste time and waste messaging in those slotted times that you have to practice.
Lloyd Pierce joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. It is Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coach, I don't want to put you on the spot, but it's what we do.
Impossible.
There are reports out there. This story came out yesterday, and again, I know it's been a whirlwind for you. You may or may not have heard about it, but Dennis Schroeder apparently has unfollowed the team on Instagram and deleted every Hawks-related post. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know what that means, if it means anything. And I'm not going to tell you or ask you, you know, a day on the job whether you should keep a guy or not. But what do you make of this situation?
Well, being a social media guy myself, I've followed and unfollowed a lot of times as well. It just depends on the day. And sometimes you're going through it and sometimes you're not. But, you know, I don't make much of it. It's the nature of our business. It's a very social media impacted profession. Obviously, there's some news that's out. I don't know much about it. I had a great conversation with Dennis when I first took the job.
So you have spoken?
Yeah, I have. I reached out to all of the guys. Okay. I wanted to kind of establish and introduce myself right from the jump, and we'll go from there. And that's really all it is. It's all I can comment on. It's all I know. Right. And I'm not going to hold anything against that.
Gotcha. It is the new coach of our Atlanta Hawks with us here, Lloyd Pierce, on the WadeFord.com hotline. So what's the style like? Defense switching? We saw some of that. What are we preaching here when you come in and run the show?
Well, the style is definitely going to be defense. It's, you know, if there's anything I'm going to be arrogant about, it's going to be how tough and how physical and how competitive we're going to be. That's a definite guarantee of who I am. It's the only way I'm going to be able to sleep at night is knowing that we're competing and we're playing hard and we're prepared. But at the same time, the style of play and the way the NBA game is going is you got to be able to score, and you got to find ways to score, and you want to score at high efficiency. And high efficiency today is a three-point shot, and you got to have guys that can make those shots. You got to have guys that can play with pace and score early before the defense gets set. It's a great thing for fans to see a lot of points, but it's also a great thing for us if we plan to keep up with some of those other teams that are still playing right now.
Lloyd Pierce joining us here. Coach, I am a personal friend of LeBron James myself. All right, not really, just playing. But I am a big fan. And I think, you know, this is one of the guys that's been criticized more than anybody else in the history of the game simply because of the circumstances that have played out. But you are a close personal friend. Talk about that relationship with LeBron and how that developed.
Yeah, I mean, I've spent 3 years in Cleveland, and you know, that's the start of my career, and you know, the guys that I worked with there, you know, it was a special team. We won 66 games 1 year, we won 61 games the other year, and you know, what else is there left to say? You know, criticism is because you're trying to find something wrong with someone, and I haven't found anything wrong with him at all in terms of his competitive nature, his genuine personality. His ability, which is unparalleled, I have not seen that. I don't know if I ever will. But, you know, it's just a unique opportunity for me as a young coach at that time to be around greatness, and it truly is greatness. And, you know, it's tough. It's tough to know that size, that speed, that high IQ is all put into one package, and we've been seeing it, what now, 15 years?
Yeah.
Nothing has slowed down. It seems like it's going the other direction, which is scary.
Lloyd Pierce is with us here. Hey, before we cut you loose, Coach, a Santa Clara Bronco, obviously documentary played back in the day with a guy that had tremendous success in Steve Nash. What was the scouting report on Lloyd Pierce? What was your game?
Uh-oh.
Well, Steve was kind of the end-all, be all for us, you know, unbelievable talent. He's a shooter, passer. He was all conference, MVP, Hall of Famer now. He ran the point. We had another guy that ran the two that played in the NBA as well. But I just got on the floor and I defended the guys that they didn't want to defend. And I ran the court so I can get some open layups. And I was just happy to be there for my first 2 years. You know, I was always a defender. I was a great athlete as a younger player. Went to a university with a coach who taught us fundamentals and discipline and how to play the game. And, you know, I learned the game at a later stage. I had a great athletic ability and natural talent early in my career. But I was around some good people and some good situations where I got to learn the game. It's actually made me a better coach and a better player.
Does Embiid talk that much? Really?
Does he?
Huh? Does he yap, I mean, like that all the time?
You know, there's things that are made about old school and new school basketball, and one of the things I appreciate about the young fella is he is he's an old school competitor. You're not going to talk to him. You're not going to back him down. You're definitely not going to intimidate him. And if he finds out that he can intimidate you, guess what?
He's
not going to stop.
Yeah.
He's going for it. And that's old school. And that's a refreshing thing for a young guy that's as talented as he is, as big as he is, as competitive as he is. It's refreshing to see and feel. And he's a joy. He's an unbelievable joy to be around. He's a unique talent in today's game. But he's going to be a special player for a long time.
Of course, Coach, coming from Philadelphia as an assistant, that's why I'm asking him about Embiid. They made a nice run, but they're young and talented. Hopefully we can get there as well. Coach, let's get this number one overall pick, all right? Tonight, draft lottery, guys. And, Lloyd, we look forward to not only meeting you in person, but also building a great relationship with you and supporting what you're doing here with the Atlanta Hawks. Thanks so much.
Let's do it. I appreciate you guys having me on.
Sweet. No doubt.
Thanks, Coach.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.